This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and these are our stories for Friday, July 31st. The FCC has issued a forfeiture order calling for Hobby King to pay a fine of more than $2 million for marketing drone transmitters that do not comply with FCC rules. The FCC Enforcement Bureau investigation stemmed in part from a 2017 ARRL complaint that Hobby King was selling drone transmitters that operated on amateur and non-amateur frequencies, in some instances marketing them as amateur radio equipment. The fine affirms the monetary penalty sought in a June 2018 FCC Notice of Apparent Liability. The FCC said its investigation found that dozens of devices marketed by the company transmitted in unauthorized radio frequency bands and in some cases operated at excessive power levels. The FCC pointed out that it has previously made clear that, quote, devices used in the amateur radio service do not require authorization prior to being imported into the United States, but devices for other services, including the CB service, require commission approval, unquote. The FCC investigation found that 65 models of devices marketed by Hobby King should have had FCC certification. Hobby King claimed to have ceased marketing the 65 models the FCC identified, but promised only to make best efforts not to market other non-compliant RF devices. Hobby King has 30 days to pay the fine. If it fails to do so, the matter will be referred to the Department of Justice for collection. Technical papers are being solicited for presentation at the 2020 ARRL Tapper Digital Communications Conference, September 11th through the 13th. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, this year's conference will be held online. Papers will also be published in the conference proceedings, and authors do not need to participate in the conference to have their papers included. The submission deadline is August 15th, 2020. Submit papers via email to Matty Weinberg, KB1EIB, at Matty, that's M-A-T-Y, at ARRL.org. Papers will be published exactly as submitted, and authors will retain all rights. A live presentation from ARRL North Texas Section Traffic Manager Aaron Hewlett, K8AMH, inaugurated the new ARRL Learning Network on Tuesday, July 28th. The webinar series features 30-minute presentations from experienced amateurs covering a variety of topics and interests. Hewlett's webinar, Relay Stations and the Art of Traffic Handling, introduced techniques and skills practiced by radio amateurs like himself, who relay messages during emergencies, disasters, and other instances that interrupt conventional telecommunications, including the Internet. Through an overview of the ARRL National Traffic System, Hewlett shared examples of preparing a radiogram and resources for finding traffic nets and other volunteers. The webinars are hosted using a GoToMeeting platform. Members are invited to ask questions during each webinar, and a 15-minute question and answer period follows each presentation for those who could participate longer. The Reverse Beacon Network has introduced what it's calling RBN Map Data, an open-source world map of spots with each trace color-coded by band. RBN developer Pete Smith, N4ZR, says the map feature may be offline from time to time as developers continue to work on it, and he'd like to hear from users. AMSAT UK has announced the Oscar Satellite QSO Party, aimed at encouraging radio amateurs around the world to get on the air and make contacts via satellite during the summer in the Northern Hemisphere. While points are given per contact, AMSAT UK says the Oscar Satellite QSO Party is not a contest. The event gets underway at 0000 UTC on August 1st and continues until 2359 UTC on September 22nd. This is the ARRL propagation forecast for Friday, July 31st. This week we have two sunspots to report, and both offer good news to hams who've been patiently waiting for solar cycle 25 to begin. Thanks to the two new spots, the solar flux index has risen yet again to 73. This isn't spectacular, but it could result in interesting conditions on the higher HF bands. On VHF and UHF, look for tropo openings on 2 meters and up in two areas of the country over the week to come. Amateurs in Indiana, Ohio, and West Virginia should see some activity, as should hams in Northern California and the west coast of Washington.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.